You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 44, Boom Boom Mancini by Warren Zevon. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Welcome to part two of my feature on the late singer-songwriter Warren Zevon. In the first part, we found out a little bit about Zevon's early days getting started as a musician and his breakthrough single, Werewolves of London. In this episode, we'll take a look at his tragic boxing biography, Boom Boom Mancini. We'll find out more about the subject of that song in just a moment, but first, let's take a look at the later years of the great Warren Zevon. Following the success of Werewolves of London and the album it came from, Excitable Boy, Zevon was named by Rolling Stone as one of the four most important new artists to emerge in the 70s, alongside Jackson Brown, Neil Young, and Bruce Springsteen. Zevon released a follow-up to Excitable Boy called Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School, and while it provided a couple of singles, it didn't fare well critically or commercially. After Dancing School, Zevon released an album called The Envoy, which received a disappointing reception and pulled him further from the public eye. After the commercial failure of The Envoy, Zevon was dropped by his label, which caused him to succumb to alcohol abuse, finally checking himself into a Minnesota rehab clinic. Zevon didn't surface for several years, with the exception of a collaboration with the members of R.E.M. for a stint as the Hindu Love Gods, releasing an album comprised of drunken outtakes from a jam session. The Hindu Love Gods are most often remembered for a terrific cover of Prince's Raspberry Beret. After his five-year hiatus, Zevon returned to the spotlight with what many consider to be one of his finest albums, Sentimental Hygiene. Among great tracks like Detox Mansion, Reconsider Me, and the title track is a gem we'll hear later on in the show entitled Boom Boom Mancini. After Sentimental Hygiene, Zevon continued to release albums in two- or three-year intervals, guest perform on other people's albums, and even fill in for bandleader Paul Schaefer on Late Night with David Letterman when the need arose. In 1995, Zevon took another five-year sabbatical, returning in 2000 with an album seemingly focused on mortality, entitled Life Will Kill Ya, which included a popular cover of Steve Winwood's Back in the High Life Again. With his popularity at an all-time high, Zevon was truly back in the high life. In 2002, he released the album My Ride's Here, which, in a sad bit of foreshadowing, showed Zevon seated in a hearse on the album cover. Just a couple months after the release of that album, Zevon was diagnosed with mesothelioma, an untreatable form of lung cancer that derives from exposure to asbestos. Zevon began work on his final album, The Wind, inviting friends and influences as special guests on the album. He refused treatments during this time so as not to incapacitate the production of the album, and television channel VH1 was invited to record the sessions. Zevon even made a special full-show guest appearance on Late Night with David Letterman, where he first offered his often-quoted advice, which would also become the name of one of the tribute albums of his music, Enjoy Every Sandwich. Warren Zevon died on September 7, 2003, at his home in Los Angeles. His final album went on to win two Grammy Awards, the first in his 30-year career.
In Vegas, and he put him away in round number one.
In this song, Boom Boom Mancini, from 1987's Sentimental Hygiene release, Zivon tells the story of boxing legend Ray Boom Boom Mancini, an up-and-coming Italian-American boxer from Youngstown, Ohio. Mancini won the world lightweight title in a fight with Arturo Frias in Las Vegas, where the referee stopped the fight in round one, declaring Mancini the winner. However, the second match following his victory would change the world of boxing forever. In a fight with South Korean boxer Duck Koo Kim, the match resulted in brain injuries to Mancini's opponent, leading to the death of Duck Koo Kim 5 days later. Mancini went into a depression, blaming himself for the death, and the referee, likely over similar guilt, committed suicide, as did the late boxer's mother. When Alexis Arguello gave Boom Boom a beating, 7 weeks later, he was back in the ring. Some have the speed and the right combinations. If you can't take the punches, it don't mean a thing. Mancini returned to the ring to successfully defend his title 3 more times, the most exciting of which was a televised match with Bobby Chacon that heralded the return of Mancini to his old form. However, Mancini had other plans, making arrangements to leave boxing to pursue a career in acting. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.